Hey, welcome back to the KCII PM Sports Page. Let's talk with our Jet Physical Therapy Cross Country Athlete of the Week. Good to have Winfield Mount Union's Brody Barton on. Brody, thanks for the time here today.
Thank you.
Well, Brody, great season thus far for you here in your junior campaign, including a conference. Take me back a week ago. You traveled to Fairfield and you finished 12th at the Southeast Iowa Super Conference meet. So what did you think of your run that day?
The time we ran there before, I fell and ended up not running very good. The conference, I knew if I didn't fall, I'd probably be running at a pretty decent time.
Mm-hmm. What do you think about that course? I know, talking to Coach Hemsworth, she said, you know, that's kind of a unique course. So what do you think about Fairfield's?
I like it a lot just because it's not super flat and open. There's a lot of curves, and back in the trail, you can't really see too far ahead of you. So I think it feels shorter than a lot of courses.
How would you describe your ideal course? What type of courses do you like to run on?
Fairfield's one of those courses, just ones where, I don't know, almost like Clear Creek and Mana up there in Iowa City. That course is all wide open and you can see across the entire course, and to me it just feels like I'm running forever. So I kind of like the courses that are have a few hills and some twists and turns in them.
Sure. You know, your team has had a pretty good season thus far, right up there, top five in the conference. So how do you think the team has improved throughout the year?
Dane Sweezer, he's our number two guy. He stepped up big time for us this year compared to last year, and that's really helped us a lot.
And I'm sure to have a lot of that competition top to bottom really pushes each and every one every single day.
Yeah, every meet, we know we have a decent chance to win, if not finish top three, and that's really motivated everyone at practice and at the meet.
Mm-hmm. You know, in your third year at the high school level here in cross country, how do you think you've improved the most over your cross country career?
I think just experience, knowing how to run my own race and knowing how to pace myself.
Let's say you're going to a new course, unfamiliar with it. What do you do before a race to mentally prepare yourself and just get a visual of the course and decide, you know, once I hit this spot, I'm really going to kick it into high gear?
If it's not marked out, I try to find landmarks around the 1 mile, 2 mile, so I always know where I'm at, and I know where I need to pick it up and push myself a little more.
You know, obviously with a cross-country runner, the summer is a big time, try and get a lot of miles in. So looking back at the, you know, last few months, summer-wise, what did that look like for you?
Running every day, and then our coach had optional lifting 2 or 3 days a week, and she does T-shirts for people that run 100, 200, and 300 miles to kind of motivate people to put summer miles in.
It's go time. We have the state qualifier here on Thursday. You're going to make a trip to Iowa City, and you're going to run at that Kickers course you were talking about earlier. So describe that course, and what's it look like for the team?
That course is tough for me, and I don't know. A lot of people on my team aren't big fans of it either, but we've been preparing, running in the wind, and we've been running hills all week, and I think we'll be ready.
And I think I know the answer to this, but what is the goal for yourself heading into it?
Top 15.
Mm-hmm. That's right, trying to make it to state. What would that mean to you if you can crack the top 15?
That'd be huge. My dad is a big reason I run, and I've been trying to run for him these last 3 years.
Good stuff. Head coach Amanda Hemsworth, you alluded to her. What do you like about Coach Hemsworth as the head coach of the Wolves?
I think she pushes us to be better than we think we can be, and she's pretty good at motivating us to get stuff done.
I know you talked about one just a bit ago, but do you have a cross-country role model?
My dad, he's a big cross-country runner, and we have some junior high runners, Gabe Hemsworth. I know he looks up to me, so I try and do the best that I can to help him.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a pre-race meal that you always have to have?
A half a granola bar and like 2 sips of water.
What do you like most about being a Wolf? This can be cross country or non-cross country related.
I like being a part of the cross country team here, but it's a small school and everybody knows everybody, which I like.
Closing out here, Brody, our sponsor, Jet Physical Therapy, prides themselves on the motto, movement is your medicine. How do you use that motto to prepare for a race?
After I walk the course, I usually try and jog at least half of it and then doing my stretches.
Right on. Well, Brody, congratulations on a great season thus far, and best of luck in the big one here on Thursday.
Thank you.
That's a junior at Winfield Mountain Union High School, Brody Barton, joining us as this week's Jet Physical Therapy Cross Country Athlete of the Week. Best of luck to Brody and the Wolves at State Qualifier on Thursday. We'll step aside. We'll come back with more right after this on today's show on AMFM KCII.